Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gauton, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles regular season finale for the Birds. It's all on the line Sunday as they visit the Washington Redskins. The Eagles are 8-7, and as few would have believed, say, around Thanksgiving, they are still alive for the playoffs, need a win, and they need a loss by Minnesota. Let's look back last week, Brandon. The Eagles beat the Houston Texans at the Link. It was another game it looked like they had in hand. Almost let it slip away, but Nick Foles leads them down the field. What were the big takeaways for you in that 32-30 victory?
Well, it was just really another big clutch performance from Nick Foles, obviously delivering down the stretch there on that final drive. And really just kind of incredible how he takes a huge hit there. He gets knocked out of the game. You wonder if he's even going to be able to come back in. He only misses one play. He comes back in. He leads the Eagles to that field goal. Winning kick by Jake Elliott. Just a really, really great performance there by Nick Foles. And credit to the team around him as well for really kind of just stepping up and rallying around him, just like they did last week against the Rams. It was just really another impressive performance across the board. And, you know, you have to factor coaching in there as well. So just a lot of things going right for this Eagles team right now. And it certainly feels reminiscent of last year when this team went on a run.
Nick Foles is going to play Sunday, and of course, if things don't go their way, that'll be the last game. But if the Eagles do get into the playoffs, they didn't put Carson Wentz on IR. They keep kind of talking in terms of Wentz healing and stuff like that. But is there any realistic way you think we see Carson Wentz again before the 2019 season?
I only think we don't see him because I don't think he is going to be healthy enough. And I think, you know, going back to what Doug Peterson had originally said about Carson Wentz's back injury is that it could take 3 months. And now he kind of backed off of that since then. And obviously, as you noted there, that Eagles haven't placed him on injured reserve. So it's not impossible, but I just don't think it's likely. I think he's probably just not healthy enough to be as effective as he needs to be. And with Nick Foles playing so well, obviously there's really no rush to take him out, though. You know, if it comes down to it and somehow Wentz is fully healthy, it might not be the popular thing to say or the popular decision right now. I mean, Carson Wentz is the starter, and I believe he would be in there if he is fully healthy. I just don't think he will be. So I think it'll continue to be Nick Foles.
Let's talk, before we talk about the matchup with Washington, let's talk a little big picture stuff with this organization. They're going to have some tough choices to make in the offseason with regards to free agents and such. Who are some big names that you're anticipating that Sunday could be their last game in an Eagle uniform?
Yeah, it's a really big offseason for the Eagles. A lot of decisions to make, not so much like last year when things were a little bit more cut and dry for the most part. You know, they're going to have a lot of tough decisions to make on players. Like, you look at some of the injured guys like Jay Ajayi and Ronald Darby and those guys. And then you have a guy like Darren Sproles, who was injured this year, but he's playing well down the stretch, and maybe he retires. But Doug Peterson is out here saying that he would like to have him back for 2019. Jason Peters, it sounds like he'll play this week. Could he retire after this season? Jordan Hicks, he's going to be a free agent, and he's had some injury issues, as we know, throughout the years. But maybe his market isn't so hot, and maybe the Eagles are able to re-sign him. Or maybe he does have a bigger market than expected. So a lot of different decisions like that, and you almost can't get a good read on how they're going to play out because it totally depends on, you know, what the players decide, what the team decides in terms of letting the players test the free agent market or not. But there are a lot of big decisions with this team, and it's something they're going to have to figure out once the offseason starts here.
So let's talk about Washington. Washington was in control of the division around midseason, but injuries and incompetence have led them to be out of the race here. They're on a quarterback, Josh Johnson, who hadn't played since 2011. When you look at this game, this looks like one of those games. It's not so much can Washington beat the Eagles. It's more a situation, will the Eagles make enough mistakes to allow Washington to beat them? Because I think all things being equal, the way Washington's built right now, they can't beat this Eagles team. All things even.
I totally agree with that. And look, I think Washington is still a solid group here. Obviously, they had that ugly loss a couple weeks ago, but since they put Josh Johnson in, you know, they've really been solid. Not great by any means, and he hasn't been great by any means. 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, but he hasn't been as disastrous as Mark Sanchez has been. Kind of give them some kind of stability there. So I don't think the Eagles can just go down to Washington and expect a blowout win so easily. This could be Jay Gruden really trying to fight for his job in Washington and stay alive there. So there's some kind of motivation there. But I do agree with your assessment that if the Eagles can kind of just avoid getting in their own way, which has been an issue this year, so you can't totally just write that one off. But I do think the Eagles should be able to take care of business here. I just think it could be probably more a bit of a competitive game than some might think.
Brandon Lee Gouten, Bleeding Green Nation, joining us, talking Eagles. And Brandon, if someone wants to check out all your work, what should they do?
You can read my work on bleedinggreennation.com. You can follow me on Twitter. That's @BrandonGouten. And you can check out Bleeding Green Nation's podcast, BGN Radio.